Mixed Mornings with Kyle, Brian, and Sarah is brought to you by Sunrise Dental. Visit any of Sunrise Dental's four area locations or go to visitsunrise.com.
Hello, morning fam. It's Kyle, Brian, and Sarah. I felt some earth, wind, and fire energy today.
I like it.
This one going out to Brian. This song has a special place in his heart. Please explain, Brian.
I think I was the only sixth grader in America with this as their MySpace song.
I miss MySpace for that reason. I love that you could customize the page and make it like your own little web page.
Remember Top 8, Friends?
Oh, yeah. I remember the blog, too. I really like the blog.
The blog, the Top 8.
That was
cutthroat. The song that defined your life and existence.
Yes, you had to think about it.
Had to really think about it. Tom as your number one man.
I never had him as my number one man. I took him out of there. You could take him out of there.
Well, yeah, but, you know, I mean, number one man is in your first friend.
He was our first friend in front of his computer with his brown hair and the whiteboard looking at you.
And Brian, I can't confirm, yes, you were the only sixth grader in America with Earth, Wind, and Fire as your MySpace, Facebook, of course, MySpace music. And I will say, speaking of the Top 8, man, that was cutthroat. I remember.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, for sure.
Oh, yeah.
And even, like, it's not like I was a teenager when I was on MySpace. I was, like, 23 or whatever.
Yeah.
And I'm like, man, why are my feelings hurt that my roommate doesn't have me in the top four? Like, this is ridiculous. How
Ooh,
is this the situation?
Rough. Yeah, and politics for
he
the top
need
eight.
You in the top four because you live with him.
No, I get it, but I'm like, how do I not make the top three? I mean, let alone the top eight. Come
you
on.
You can just imagine Kyle and his roommate. You know, they're in their bunk beds in college. It's 1 a.m. Kyle can't sleep. He's been thinking about it.
The MySpace.
Hey, Rich. Rich.
How did I not make it in your
hey,
top
man.
Did I say something?
I can't sleep, man. Can I ask you something?
I'm sorry I made fish sticks last night in the apartment smell.
I love Ryan's old soul of Chicago and Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Hey, you've been to that concert.
That concert is one of the great all-time concerts. Those bands together, it was a whole other level.
Amen.
All right. Now, with that, morning fam, welcome to Tuesday. Sarah, you know, I was thinking about you last night and this morning, and that is what you were telling us yesterday. How did day two of training go for Luca, your 8-year-old son? If you miss it, Sarah is training her 8-year-old son to clean and be better about cleaning on his own. So how did that go last night, day two?
Well.
Yeah. So I first told him in the car, I was like, I need to talk to you. When we get inside, you're going to spend about half an hour cleaning a small section of your room.
Mm-hmm.
He whipped up some tears like, I don't know how.
And you said he did that the night before too, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And I was like, that's what this is all about, Luca. You have to learn to clean after yourself. And so I got out of the car. 15 minutes later, he gets out of the car. And just because he's sitting in the driveway trying to avoid it.
Mm-hmm.
We go in and it's literally the top of a bookshelf I'm trying to get him to clean. And like 5 minutes later, I give him I've given him all the bags, the mm-hmm. keep. The giveaway and the trash. And 5 minutes later, he goes, well, I'm done. And I was like, there's no way this kid did this in 5 minutes. Was that surface clean? Absolutely. But was the surface we cleaned on Saturday full of all the stuff from the surface he just cleaned? Yes, it was.
So he was moving it from one place to the other.
And I said, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, you're good.
Yeah, and so that was like, ah, Luca. We just cleaned this on Saturday. We don't move a pile. We sort the things out. He's like, I don't know how to do it. And I was like, yeah, that's why I came in to help you. And so he's like, what do I do with the candy? And I went and got a Tupperware bowl. All the candy goes in here. All your Nerf bullets go in here. You know, and in about 20 minutes later, he did actually clean it. So that's done. And then he went to soccer.
That's
Did
such
you?
An 8-year-old thing to say, by the way. I don't know how to clean my room. I don't know how to organize. I'm 33 years old, and when I try and play Fortnite, it is the most confusing thing.
Good point.
And Luca
will
sit on Fortnite, and he understands all of the advanced concepts. And he says, I don't know how to take
thing
from top
Brian.
Of shelf and put in bags.
That is brilliant.
Stop it.
I
and then he turns on the tears. Come on, Luca. We're seeing right through you, buddy. You got this.
Oh, those tears are so fake.
I know.
They're so fake. I'm always like, I just look at him
Do
and
you
smell.
Laugh?
He's like, yes, of course. No, you can't help it. And he's like, I'm not faking it, Mom. I'm so serious. And then he'll start smiling. I'm like, you are terrible at lying, Luca. You're terrible.
Did you give him like a $45 gift card to Target to do the cleaning last night?
We've discussed this. Absolutely not.
No
I will
way.
Not be rewarding him for basic activities that will get him through life.
Right.
Mm-hmm. As you said, you want people to like him when he
I
grows
do.
Up. He can. He is a man capable of cleaning up his own place.
Absolutely, he is.
He's smart enough. He can. Right. He's got this.
We got Patty with us right now. Patty, welcome to Kyle, Brian, and Sarah. A different Patty with us right now. The other Patty now is very
jealous.
Love
all Patties.
Other Patty's very jealous now. But the current Patty who's with us right now on Team No Sleep, thanks for being here. You got some advice for Sarah?
Oh, my gosh, I have so much. Well, first of all, I think it's outstanding that you say not everything needs to be is worthy of a reward. Some things you just do. Far as how to get them to take accountability, one of the things, actually, my son plays travel soccer as well, and the coach told us, do not pack his bag. Start making them responsible. The water bottle, the socks, and, the extra change of clothes and all that kind of thing. And if they don't have it, then they suffer the consequences of sit the bench. That's tough. It really is tough. Because you know what? They're 9. They're 10. Their brains aren't that organized. So we wrote a list. And that with the list, it was his responsibility. So that helped a lot. The other thing about the room, oh, my gosh, yes. I did Post-its around the room. And just to say, okay, remember to do this, remember to do that. But then I discovered it becomes white noise. They just don't even see it anymore.
Right.
You have to mix it up. Maybe with a cute emoji or, attach a candy cane to it or a jelly bean, whatever.
I like this.
That's good. Oh,
that's a good strategy.
So that really worked for me, and I have 3 adulting outstanding human beings as a result.
Great advice. Thank you so much.
So you have a bright future in front of you. This is good.
I love the idea of leaving little notes and a little tiny piece of candy. So he's like, oh, okay. But knowing my son at this point in his life, he wouldn't even read it. He'd just eat it and then throw it on the ground.
Patty, thank you for calling. Have a good day.
You too. Thanks, everyone.
I laugh, but I really want to cry there because it's totally true. He will look at something. He knows how to read. He knows how to read.
Mm-hmm.
He'll be like, oh, what does that say, Mom? I'm like, the level of laziness is unbelievable.
Just like the room. I don't know how to clean it. Come on.
It's when they don't want to do something. They completely act like they haven't learned anything in life.
Yeah.
In that
yeah.
You're like, come on, please.
It's the funny excuses that kids come up with.
They're hilarious.
Edie is 3, and she has excuses.
Does she?
For Marty, who's my 10-month-old.
Wait a second. She has excuses for Marty?
When she doesn't want Marty to do something. She'll say, Marty's too little.
Aww.
It's like, what are you talking about? You just don't want Marty to play with your Magna tiles.
Oh, he's too little. No, he doesn't know how.
Mama, he's too little. He's too little.
That's hilarious.
No.
Your Edie voice is so funny.
No, Edie, he's not too little. You just don't want him to touch your Magna tiles.
Well,
jerk.
Magnetiles are a coveted toy right now.
I love Magnetiles.
They're like $150 a box. They're nuts.
Yeah, because they're a million times better than Legos.
I would have never thought to buy Sophia Magnetiles. We got them for Christmas from her aunt, and I'm like, this is like the greatest thing we've ever gotten. She plays with them. Seriously, every single day.
And you never buy Magnetiles because they are too expensive. You wait for one of your rich relatives to gift Magnetiles, and then you are thankful every day.
And then you're looking for Magnetiles every day because if you get the big box, there's dozens and dozens of Magnetiles.
$5
a
tile.
No idea where they went. It's like building a house off Anderson Drive in Raleigh.
Yeah.
Man, the cost per square foot of these Magnetiles is like a house off Wade Avenue.
That's hilarious.
My goodness. It's Kyle, Brian, and Sarah on Mix.
Need a dentist that's both amazing and caring? Sunrise Dental checks both boxes with over 1,100 five-star Google-rated reviews. Handle all your family's dental needs in one office, from cleanings, x-rays, tooth extractions, crowns, and whitening. Ask about their dental implant plans. Stop into any of the 4 Sunrise Dental offices with locations in Raleigh, Durham, Chapel Hill, and their newest location in Cary at Parkside Town Commons. Let Sunrise Dental take care of you and your smile. Make an appointment today at visitsunrise.com. We'll be right back.